Is Mercury in retrograde, Andy? Because remember, I had problems with the headphones starting up. Might want to look into that.
Well, hold on. Let's look at Mercury retrograde 2021. No, not until May 29th.
Okay, so then it's just we're tools then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can't blame it on Mercury this time.
No. Stupid not this time. Larry, I see the grill marks of a Sennheiser MKH 416.
There. Indeed. You haven't noticed that before?
No. Has that been your mic for a long time?
Yeah, it's every time we do this. You betcha.
Yeah. It's the only way to go. It's the only way to go.
Mic nerds.
Yeah. Larry and I on the Sennheiser MKH 416.
What about
Josh there on the Shure SM7B.
Yeah,
sure. You look fancy today, Andy. You look like
I do,
coiffed and like normally. Well, you just kind of look. Oop.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you for.
Is it for Josh's birthday? You're dressing up.
Thank you. That's why. About time. That's why. Josh's birthday yesterday. Yeah. Happy birthday,
thank
Josh.
You.
Happy
birthday. Thank you.
How old are you?
I am in my mid 40s.
Ah.
I'm 46. I remember that. 46. Ah,
holding on to the mid.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. 46. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday. Did you do anything fun for your birthday?
No.
Are you going to do anything fun for your birthday?
It's the
birthday weekend.
Yeah.
Now.
If it's like close to a weekend, we usually just wait till like that Saturday or Sunday to do it. After this, I think we're going to go. There's like this Cajun seafood place that I've been riding my bike past every single day that I didn't know was there, and then all of a sudden, just like last week, I saw it wide open there, ready for business. So I was like, you know what, let's go, let's take Owen out and go have some good old Cajun seafood.
That sounds good.
Nice birthday lunch.
Yeah, that sounds like the kind of thing you need to wear a bib for.
Oh yeah, it's one of those places. Like I'm definitely gonna get something that ends in platter.
Yeah. Would you like a poncho with that, or did you bring your own?
Yeah, it's going to be a bib and wet naps. A giant pile of wet naps. Yep.
You imagine a place where you have to wear a poncho?
That'd be awesome.
The Gallagher theme restaurant from back in the early 80s. They did that. Gave you one as you walked in and then smash a watermelon in your face.
It's Gallagher. It's an Irish pub. They just throw the stein of beer right on you.
Didn't like his brother just take over his show?
Gallagher
after
2?
He had a heart
Gallagher
attack
2.
On stage.
And then they had litigation against each other for a while. They were adding. Yeah.
It's just great.
Gallagher.
First Gallagher reference of the podcast, I think. Congratulations, boys. We did it.
We've already started long ago, but let's consummate it.
Yes.
By saying,
when the people that you know don't like you, and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast, we're your artificial friends.
That was all right.
Wow.
Larry, kind of you to notice, I put on a button shirt. What do you call it's not buttoned down, it's a
V-neck button thing. What are
a
those?
Shirt with buttons on it.
You can call it a button down shirt,
a short sleeve Oxford. I don't know what you exactly call but it doesn't actually button down. It just buttons up the front.
Well, I guess it depends on which way you button. Do you button from the top down, or do you?
I guess I did button it down.
You know what? That's now weird. That's one of those things where if you compared notes with people, it's kind of like, do you when you get in the shower, do you face the water or face away from the water? It's like, do you start buttoning your shirt from the bottom up or top down? Because I go bottom up.
Oh no, I go top down.
Really? You match the tails up, and so you don't cross button.
I don't even think about it. It's just second nature to me now. But yeah, that's the way I do it.
I do it the same
also
way
because
as Andy.
I also like to leave a lot of space open for chest hair
and
my chains. Yeah,
yeah.
But I would assume the smarter way to do it is the way Larry does it, because that way you guarantee the buttons will line up at the top. Because there's been many times where I go to work or something, and I got the goofy. yeah. shirt all buttoned weird.
Have you done two different socks? Yeah.
I will be backwards. Isolating that audio too, Josh. The smarter way to do is the way Larry does it. I'm just that
yeah.
snippet.
Yeah,
I will put on my button bar and play that over and over.
Yeah, get ready for that. That's coming, love. Mm-hmm. No, but I got. My first shower, my first proper shower in 5 days. I was just telling Josh about it. I got a port put in on my chest for the fun stuff USB. That's going on in my life. Yeah, it's Thunderbolt free.
Oh, good. Did they give you an adapter? Because it's a pain in the ass to have to.
I'm up to date.
Oh,
I'm
good.
Up to date. All right. And hopefully not obsolete yeah. for a while. So I got this thing, under my skin. Under my skin.
Oh, boy.
And I, they say you can't get it wet for 5 days. You can't take a shower.
Were you sponge bath in it?
For the first couple of days. And then by the time Wednesday came around, I'm like, fuck, man. I gotta, where's a bidet when you need one?
Are you out in the yard and Lars just blasting you with the hose while you got your hand over your port?
Yeah, I'm like, I had a toilet plunger covering the incision. Just shoot me with it. So I decided. Oh, by the way, that's Larry Morgan, Josh Fligger. I'm Andy Chanley, and Larry Morgan Sam Farmer's on assignment.
Yes.
It got to be like Wednesday, and I'm like, fuck it, I need to go and find a way to cover this. So what I did is, I'm like, okay, so I got some waterproof tape. For the outline of it. Yeah. And then I'm thinking, I could use, they said saran wrap. I'm like, well, fucking saran wrap. That's like taking the wings of a butterfly and trying to make it out of that. It's going to be wispy and unwieldy.
Yeah. Saran wrap doesn't even work on the thing it's designed
right?
for.
Exactly.
It folds on itself and you're fucked.
Is there any product more frustrating than saran wrap? Because you're even thinking that you have to use it, already you're immediately a little pissed off because yeah. you know that son of a bitch is going to crumple up into corners and then it's going to turn into a wad of just an angry mess, and I'm going to throw away about 12 yards of it before I finally get a sheet that will work.
Precisely. So imagine that, and now imagine trying to fashion a precision medical instrument out of it.
And you're slicing your hand on the thing.
Yeah,
it's just like you're going to the hospital and have to explain how you hurt yourself and cut your hand wide open because you were trying to cover your port up with saran wrap.
Do you think when they were like inventing that and making it, they were like giggling to themselves? They're like, oh my God, this is going to piss off so many people.
Yeah.
This is going to be such a great...
It.
I know.
What's that about?
I get mad when I know I have to use it. I'll look for any other way to use to correct the problem that I don't have to use saran wrap. But then when I buckle down, I'm like, son of a bitch, I'll dig to the bottom of the drawer and grab the roll of saran wrap and fight for 30 minutes to see if I can get it unwrapped just to get it started. Oh, it's a waste.
Yeah, and I can only imagine that the nurses at the outpatient surgery center are like, did you give him his discharge orders? Yeah, I told him the saran wrap. So anyway, I decided I'm going to build a better mousetrap. I can do this. Where are my spare gutter parts?
Oh, no. I knew it.
I take a Ziploc bag, one of those gallon Ziploc bags, which are, like a couple mil thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's substantial.
Like, here's what I do. I take that and I'm going to cut, half of it off. So I have a panel of that plastic and laid that on my upper torso and took a pen and just drew around it the design, cut that out, made the little outline for it, slapped it on there. It was genius. It was great. But still, it's like around my neck and stuff. And like there's, holes, when you turn it wasn't hermetically sealed, whatever the fuck that means.
Mm-hmm.
What does hermetically sealed mean?
Sealed by Herman.
Hermits are famously known for being able to vacuum seal things.
Exactly.
I didn't know they had Daisy Seal.
They are the guys that should have invented saran wrap, for crying out loud.
So anyway, it was a half-hearted shower that I had on with, but it was, you know, at least something where I could, you know, douche my unders and make sure that I didn't smell like a hobo when I was walking around town. And but this morning was my first, just, you know, half hour ago, was my first real take off the bandages and see what a horror show was underneath there, and then have a proper shower. And it was great.
How do you feel?
It was liberating and fantastic. I feel fresh as a daisy.
Was it any worse of a horror show than what you normally see naked?
No, no. It was funny. One of my friends, Mike, lives up near you, lives in Templeton. And he sent me a picture of him sitting up in bed against his backboard, you know, backboard?
Headboard.
The headboard.
And, unless he's playing basketball. I don't know.
He has a giant, he has a giant cup of coffee, and he's bare-chested and just, you know, hairy as Bigfoot. And he's standing there like, "Morning, buddy." And I'm like, "You look like a timber wolf." I don't know what's going on there. Now, I sent back a picture of my upper chest where it's bruised and the horrible, you know, blood scars and everything, and send that back to him. And he responds, "Wow, that's the most color that's been on your chest in 20 years. That's great." Anyway, I decided to put on a nice shirt and a nice pair of shorts after we're done with this. It's a lovely day. We're going to pack the kids in the car and just go drive to the beach.
That's funny. I was actually considering that, but I wasn't sure if it was beach season yet.
I think it's
grilling season, which is all
grilling
the time.
Season, barbecue
but,
season,
but beach season. I do remember they shut them down for a while, but the water is going to be too cold, though, right?
Yeah, the kids will go put their feet in it and they'll, you know, fuck around in it for a while. I'm not getting anywhere near it. You know, I just to get away, get out with the family.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's what we were thinking about. Yeah. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Maybe you will. But Josh, so your birthday, what else does it entail? You're going to go get yourself a poncho meal and what else?
And then after that, we haven't decided yet. Last night I made, for my actual real, you know, for my birthday dinner for that, the actual day of my birthday, I made a pizza and I put half of it had anchovies on it. And I've been craving anchovy pizza for about 4 months. And oh, it was so good. Do you like anchovies? I mean, just not on pizza, but I mean, do you like anchovies just in general?
I enjoy an authentic Caesar salad, which typically includes anchovies or anchovy paste. I got no problem with it. I get it's an acquired taste. I don't think I've ever had anchovies on pizza, and I'm pretty sure I'd be okay with it.
I tried it, I did not like it, right? And then years later, I tried it again, and I was like, that's not actually that bad. And then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, it became like my, if I'm going to order a pizza, the only way I can actually truly 100% enjoy it is if there's anchovies on it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, really? Like a pepperoni pizza, I'll eat it. It's still good. But in my mind, I'll be going, damn, this would be so much better if there was anchovies on it. Yeah. No, there's some umami thing to them that is registered in my brain that it just fires on all. You know, like, anchovies on pizza. So anchovies on anything is so good.
Well, that word, by the way, that word, It's a Japanese word, is that right?
Umami? Umami, yeah.
I think it's weird that it's, I mean, it's, I guess it's just a coincidence. I don't know what the Japanese word umami translates
to. I could be wrong, but I think it's like
sixth taste or something like that.
Something like that, exactly.
Sixth taste. Well, I think it's weird that quite literally in English it's umami.
Yeah.
You know? Was that your reaction? Yep.
We that took a little long to get to there.
Hold on. Hold on.
I'd like to thank you for that, Andy, and we appreciate it. Is that my birthday present?
No, no, but it's the name of this podcast.
It was suffering because it was still going. It was like, oh, it's still going with it, isn't it?
Somebody go tackle that punchline. It's at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5.
Yeah, I saw that play forming immediately, and it was like, it was one of those, I couldn't even like jump it.
He saw the play forming and ran off the field.
Yeah, the marching band was still on the field. When the,
Jim Marshall
when the
is running
team.
The wrong way.
Fantastic. Did you get any gift for your birthday that was noteworthy, or did you get a rock in your sack?
I got two gifts. I got my two noteworthy gifts were a Payday candy bar.
Nice.
Oh, all right. Nuts and, yeah. And nougat?
Nougat, whatever yeah. It is. What is nougat anyway? It's just marshmallow,
well, you know,
right?
In Australia, they say nougat.
Okay.
Would you like some port and nougat?
Is this going to be the nougat and umami episode?
Umami and nougat.
And
I love it.
And I've been looking. Okay, I don't know if you guys have seen it, but it was like a month ago or something. Reese's announced there was going to be a peanut butter lovers peanut butter cup.
Yeah, peanut butter inside peanut butter.
Yes, and I've been looking for it since then and have not seen it, and my wife stumbled upon it at like a Walgreens, and so I got my gifts this year were a Payday and a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Wow. You have the simple joys.
I'm living the good life. Like,
yeah, that's good stuff. Wow. What is it? Is it peanut butter flavored chocolate that encases?
Yeah.
It's just peanut butter encased in peanut butter. It's a cop out is what it is. Reese's, I mean, the whole franchise is about, you know, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter. You got peanut butter on my chocolate. It's like, let's eliminate the chocolate part. And you know what it's called? Peanut butter.
Well, what would you rather do? Have them eliminate the peanut butter part and just call it a chocolate?
I just don't like, I'm not good with change. And I don't understand because I fear things I don't understand, Josh.
I think this is like what's that donut and croissant thing, whatever,
a cronut.
It's like that, right. it's here, everybody loves it, but then in the reality they try it once and they go, okay, see you later, I'm going back to donuts.
Yeah, it's obviously going to be just like a promotional thing.
Speaking of promotional things, for lunch yesterday, I'm just on a roll for my birthday lunch. I'm way late to the game on this, but have you guys had the Popeyes chicken sandwich yet?
No.
I missed out on it when it was a craze because it was hard to get.
It's still,
yeah, I missed out on when it was, you know, inciting crime.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't jump onto that ship then, but they it's like a staple now. And there's a Popeyes right down the street, and I've been meaning, because I just got to try it. And I was like, you know, it's my birthday. If we're going to do all the cheating bullshit, let's get it all out of the way. and I went and got it, and I'm not kidding around. It's one of the best chicken sandwiches I've ever had. And I would highly recommend trying it. Granted, I was telling my wife, I'm like, this is one of the best chicken sandwiches I've ever had. But also think about the level of chicken sandwiches I've ordered in my life. You know what I mean? Like if I go to a nice place, I'm not ordering the chicken sandwich.
Right, right. You're talking from the fast food perspective.
Yeah.
Exactly.
On that level, it just outshines any competition. But if you want to try like a real legit chicken sandwich, go try the Popeyes one.
I got to say, there ain't much fast food that I have a hankering for these days. But Popeyes is one, and I haven't been to one in a long time, but I'd cheat on just about anything to have a little Popeyes right now. That sounds really good.
I almost bought an extra biscuit for 70 cents until I saw the calories on the
right side. Those biscuits are ridiculous.
210 calories for one biscuit.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I'm already fat enough. I don't need that.
Well, just get 10 of them and spread them out over the day, and you've got your 2,000 calories.
You but what about the chicken sandwich? I could get that in there somewhere.
Get yourself a birthday biscuit. Yeah. Birthday biscuit.
Anyway, that's Josh's recommendation is to try the chicken sandwich and the birthday biscuits.
All right.
Nice. You know, I've had a couple of food, revelations, discoveries, I guess, over the last week or two. Went to Costco. And I'm always interested in trying the new stuff that I see in there.
I got something for you. So after this, remind me. I'll tell you to try something.
This is organic coconut butter.
Oh.
They call it coconut manna. It's it's just coconut, like the whole inside of a coconut, the coconut
meat,
meat. That you would shave up for shaved coconut and cocoa, butter and all of that, just pureed, just whipped into this solid butter like
paste.
Yeah, and it's in a jar, and it doesn't need to be refrigerated or anything. And at the temperature that we're at right now, sub 80 degrees, it's still a solid. I don't know if it, like coconut oil, when it gets warmer, if it turns to liquid or what. But this stuff, it says there's no added sugar in it. Maybe there is a little bit of added sugar. But anyway, I'll take a little bit of that, and I haven't done much with it yet. But, I'll take an apple and slice it and just put a thin layer of that stuff on each slice. Just basically a thin layer of icing on each one. Oh, my God. It is, it's amazing. I absolutely love it. Can't wait to find other things for it. You can put it into smoothies, I bet, and all sorts of things. But, that's been fun little discovery. What did you find?
It's sweet, right? It's like on the sweeter side.
It's just slightly sweet, yeah, and just tastes like coconut, and it's amazing. What did you find?
They have these giant Greek olives, okay, that are stuffed with jalapeno and raw garlic.
Ooh. I saw
and
them.
They Ooh. Are amazing. Because it's so weird because there's a, you got your brininess from the olive, right? And they're not, they're mildish, so they're not really like sharp and tart. And then you got a little bit of glow from the jalapeno. But the best part is the garlic because it adds this little bit of crunch in the middle of it. Because it's fresh garlic. So it's, they're really good. I think they're called like Tazos or something like that.
Yeah.
If you're at Costco and you see those, grab a jar. They're totally worth it.
Tell you what, Josh, shove an anchovy in there and you got something.
Down.
Just cram one right in there.
Just
with that.
Roll an anchovy around it. Oh.
I had two other food discoveries.
Well, I'm curious to know, if you don't mind, Andy, if you tried the Athletic non-alcoholic beer.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yes, I did. I did. Look.
Is that enthusiasm coming through?
NA beers are, we've said it before. It's kissing your sister. It's you're having a high calorie, content beverage for no payoff.
Yep.
No buzz whatsoever. I tried this Athletic stuff. They had it down at Circus Liquor here in the neighborhood. I bought them out of it.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. The IPA is the best non-alcoholic thing I've ever had. I had to take three sips of it before I was sure that I didn't pick up the wrong thing and get something with alcohol in it. The double IPA is even better than that. They've got a dark beer, like a stout, that, holy God, it's like it's almost like a Guinness or a Samuel Smith's Imperial Stout, that kind of neighborhood of texture and so forth. It's fantastic.
Yay.
Even the lager, what was it? Something Dawn. Yeah, it was good as well. absolutely loved them. And found, once I bought them out of it, I found another place. But here's the problem.
There's no alcohol.
I like it. I like it so much. I mean, you pair that with a little toot toot on the pot.
Yeah.
And your mind can't figure exactly where you're getting the buzz from.
Just as long as it's there, right?
It's just there. And so I've been enjoying, two or three of them in an evening. And Lara's like, you're going to get fat again.
If just sitting there unbathed, drinking beer and smoking pot.
Drinking these beers. Well, now, here's the thing. They don't have alcohol in them, so they're only like 70 or 90 calories each.
Yeah, that's true.
But still...
that makes you feel like you could, you know, knock back a six pack in one sitting, no problem. Yeah. And then, it starts to mount up.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it mounts up after a while. So I don't want to get a beer belly on stuff that doesn't have any alcohol in it. That
would be the
stupid.
Worst beer belly of all time. Right. An NA beer belly is just the
saddest beer belly ever. For sure. For sure. Oh. But the shit's legit. Oh, that should be their catchphrase.
That's pretty good.
It's legit.
What about your other discoveries? I interrupted you.
Well, it's Easter this last week, uh-huh. right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we dye the eggs with the kids. And we do the whole thing where, you know, the Easter bunny fills these little plastic eggs with candy. And all of the eggs get hidden around the front and backyard. And the kids got up on Easter Sunday and just absolutely loved it. Had a great day. Had so much sugar that they were out of their fucking minds and just obnoxious all day. But we did that the night before. We got a chance to help the Easter Bunny, Laura and I. And she had bought these Brock's jelly beans that were like jelly bellies, a bunch of different flavors, right, you know, like right. 30 different flavors or whatever. And ever since I started the treatment, I don't know if it's the steroids or what, but I'm hungry as a fucking bear all the time. I swear to God, I could eat plates of food at every meal. Oh. I'm so hungry.
Well, that's better than
such an appetite.
The opposite, yeah. Which it is. Know, is being it is. Nauseous it's, and not wanting to eat anything.
No, it's fantastic. And my doctor yesterday was like, that's great. That's great news. Great, being fantastic. Gaining some weight back. I'm like, no, I don't want to turn into... That was the only good thing that's come out of this. I lost 25 fucking pounds. So I've, you know, been appetized by just about anything, I'll admit. But these fucking jelly beans.
was this before or after the little puff? Jelly beans generally have a little bit of a better edge on them after a little
bit. I must have had half a bag of these fucking beans.
All right, now here's the real question.
And then midweek, I go to the store and I'm like, I'm going to get a little fucking bag of Jelly Bellies, one of those little small bags, and bring that home. And I indulged in that. And I think that part of the fun is the, you know, looking at, ooh, that's yellow with brown spots. I wonder if is that going to be the buttered popcorn or the banana cream? And it, that is part of the equation. It's part of the transaction that's going on. But I just love jelly beans, I think.
Well, okay, my you know how I feel. You know the problem I have with, we've discussed the problem I've had with jelly beans. Now, were these the first jelly beans you said were Brock's? Were they the old school ones?
No.
Okay.
No. No, these were new Brock's.
So they were all like, sweet and fruity flavored.
They're all like it's a copy of Jelly Bellies.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha.
Where they've got you know, like 30 different flavors, and you can vaguely tell what it's going to be from the color of it, but you can't tell if it's going to be cherry or cinnamon red hot. You know, there are some that are similar. But love the shit out of that. No, this wasn't spice jelly beans.
Yeah, this is, because you know, this is the time of year where I wage war on pastels and the old spice jelly beans. This is definitely a sensitive time of year.
Is this circus peanut time?
Well, circus peanut time is much like the grill. It's always circus peanut time. There's no there's no season for circus peanut.
And we're back.
There we go.
A slight hiccup there in the recording process.
You're going to have to do a little extra adjustment there, Andy. Sorry.
I don't know if I will.
What?
All right. Our listeners are going to enjoy that 30 seconds of dead air.
Yeah. Why start
now? You know, put a little warning in front of them. Tell them they can go to the bathroom or something right there.
That's right. That's right. What? Well, how was it? Josh was talking and I ended up in an elevator. I don't know how it happened. I lost time, counselor. So anyway, the jelly bean thing. Mm. Yeah, I got a problem with it now. I'm, you know.
Yeah, my mom sent me out for Easter. They have a small mom and pop shop called Peter's Chocolates back in my hometown. And she sent me out a little mini box of about half dozen of homemade chocolate turtles. You know what those things are?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I immediately grabbed them and gave them to my wife. And I'm like, dude, put these away from me. I'm like, enjoy half of them and give them back to me on my birthday. So she wow. She gave them back to me yesterday. I ate like three of them right off the bat. They were so good.
Chocolate turtle is maybe the worst name for a piece of candy ever,
it does not sound like, yeah, I agree. Sounds, we all know what we think it sounds like.
Yeah,
I
got a chocolate turtle in my underwear. Yeah.
I got to go drop a chocolate turtle off at the pond. I enjoy those.
I feel like my chocolate turtle eggs are about to crack.
Oh boy, that chocolate turtle's poking out. You see that? Popping out of its shell.
Excuse me, guys. I got to go hatch some chocolate turtles.
All right. I believe we've mined.
Oh no, chocolate turtle soup. Oh,
this is a cure for my my raging appetite. I will give you that.
You're welcome.
The other thing that I discovered this week is, so we had all these leftover hard-boiled eggs. Uh-huh. The other day, so one of the things that Lara found out in her research is that kimchi is a great antioxidant.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love kimchi.
You know, and kimchi is basically, you know, Korean sauerkraut.
Yeah, it's Asian. It's fermented. Yeah, exactly.
Asian sauerkraut. So.
I've made it before.
Did you really?
Yeah, Napa cabbage. You use fish sauce, salt, and you can go buy a big bag of the chili powder at any like kind of Asian grocery store. And then you just stick it. You just stick it in a jar and let it sit for a couple days.
Well, if you open a jar of kimchi in 10 seconds, everybody in the house knows it.
Oh, it smells like ass.
It smells like you shit yourself.
Oh, yeah. It smells. I opened one because we have a big one of radish kimchi that it's one of the things I can eat under my diet that I absolutely love. But when I opened that thing up, like I ate some like at 2 o'clock, right? And I went up and finished my day's work and went back down at 4 o'clock, like 2 hours later. And it still smelled like somebody just walked around and left a continuous fart in my downstairs for about 4 minutes. Just walk around and go.
Yeah. Accurate description. So anyway, she gets this kimchi, which I had never had much of a relationship with. You know, it had been included on dishes that I've ordered before, but I probably just scooted it to the side of the plate and never thought about it. Come to find out, I fucking love kimchi.
There you go.
Let me turn.
And here's one of the things that I love. When I was young, my mom would make this dish, and this is a very German dish, Josh. You'll appreciate this. It was mashed potatoes, hot dogs, and sauerkraut.
Yeah. That's
those three things together.
That's the thing I make for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And it's amazing. That's why I've always been interested in it. It's something that a meal from my childhood, a staple of our household that I love. Well, we made that because I had a hankering for it. We made it with my mashed potatoes, which are just fucking amazing, with garlic and my seven herbs and spices. That was amazing. And then she got these, their field roast, I believe is the brand name, these veggie sausages, apple sage veggie sausages, and that I warmed up. And then on my green pan griddle, Larry. Mm-hmm. But the kimchi.
That's the most California dish that's ever been created.
That was the sauerkraut part of the...
Yeah. It's seriously the most California dish that's just ever been created right there.
I know. So it was the sauerkraut element was good. The kimchi. Holy God, was it good? I ate a plate of it, and I'm like, I want another fucking plate of this. I don't know if it's the steroids or if it's the kimchi, but I'm down.
Two things. Let me turn you on to go to one of those Asian grocery stores and get the radish kimchi. It's a little bit it's crispier and crunchier, and you actually like use a fork and a knife to eat it, and but it's the same fermentation process.
All right, I'll try that. Lara specifically, just like last week, she got some radishes in our CSA box, and the red ones.
Oh, okay,
and she threw them away. She's like, I fucking hate radishes. Yeah, but anyway, I will investigate that possibility.
And the other thing is, guess what's one of the prime ingredients in kimchi?
Urine?
Anchovies.
Anchovies. I didn't know. That was my second guess. Yep. That was my second guess. The thing that I discovered this week, we had these leftover hard-boiled eggs. And I go to make a hard-boiled egg, and I'm getting the ingredients out of the refrigerator. I get the eggs. I get the mayonnaise. And I reach for the...
Well, you mean deviled eggs, right? What do you need mayonnaise to make?
Egg salad.
Oh, okay, you didn't say egg salad.
You said you were going to make hard-boiled eggs. I'm like, what the hell?
No,
mayonnaise?
No. We had the hard-boiled eggs left over from Easter. Gotcha. Yeah. I thought I'd started down this road earlier. Anyway, so you go to get the ingredients. One of the ingredients, traditionally in most of my egg salad, has been some pickle relish.
Sure.
But we didn't have that. What we had is slices of pickle, of dill pickles. So I was going to take one of those and cut it up.
Dice
them up.
Yeah,
dice it up. But I happened to see the kimchi. I'm like, what would happen if I didn't do the pickle relish and I did kimchi instead? Oh, my God, was it good. I made the best egg salad sand I've ever made in my life.
That
toasted sound some bread
bad
up
to me at all. That sounds interesting.
Although it I'm a little curious, amazing. Andy, are you sure that you are on steroids or are you pregnant? Because now I'm beginning to wonder. Everything's changed.
Uh-huh. Laura and I were talking about that. When you're pregnant, you eat for two. When you have cancer, you eat for tumor.
Oh, boy.
I don't know where the calories are going. There might be a fat tumor in there that's just patting its belly going, give me kimchi. Or maybe, all of the antioxidants are knocking it out.
Your body's just craving it.
I'm just hungry for it. But oh my God, it was amazing. So there you go.
I'm glad you discovered kimchi. That's another underrated food, I think. People
gets a bad and an rap. Acquired taste because of the stinkiness, and it looks weird. Yeah, it looks really scary.
Yeah, it looks definitely looks like
it's all good.
Roadkill is something. Yeah. It's definitely, you got it. Yeah, the smell and the look. Just close your eyes and close your nose, and you'll be all right. That's how I like to describe my favorite foods. Don't look at it or smell it. It's really good. It's like an oyster.
That describes my sex life historically. Don't look at it or smell it.
Just put it in your mouth.
I was going to say it, but I'm above it.
That's what you're holding back on? That? All things.
Hey, we got a couple of phone calls, fellas.
Really?
Yeah, dating back. Oh, this first one dates back to April 1st, so that was last week.
We've been out a couple of weeks, yeah.
I know. Are you ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Oh, good God. This one's epically long.
Oh,
God.
Guess who it's from?
George.
Oh, he did research. Yes.
Yep. All right. Let's see what George found out.
Steal yourself, everyone.
This is George from Long Beach. Andy, thanks for the kind words. Larry, thanks for having my back. And Josh, I hear what you're saying. My last calls have been way too short. I will work on that. And to start with, a tutorial on concrete. What is concrete? It's a combination of aggregates, which are rocks, gravel, and sand, and Portland cement, to which water is added. So cement is a component of concrete. Now, it's an important component because the reaction with water is called hydration of the cement. Cement consists of calcium silicates Western gypsum. When water is added, the cement cures to calcium silicate hydrates and lime. It turns from a powder into crystals that bind the aggregates together. Now, the amount of water needed to fully hydrate the cement is 26 gallons per cubic yard of concrete. This makes a very stiff mix with a slump of about 2 inches. Slump is measured by putting the concrete in a calibrated cone and removing the cone. The number of inches the concrete slumps down is a measure of the stiffness of the mix.
Still recording, Larry?
The wetter the mix, okay. The more it slumps. The strongest and most dense concrete uses just the 26 gallons of water per yard, but it's difficult to work with. A slump of 4 inches is better for working with power tools, and it can be pumped. For handworking, a slump of 5 inches is best. This is still a pretty stiff mix.
This podcast is a slump.
It can cause problems with shrinkage. The excess water eventually dries up and the concrete shrinks.
George's working blue.
There are actually two kinds of shrinkage, plastic shrinkage and dry shrinkage. Plastic shrinkage is when the concrete is poured on dry ground and the ground immediately sucks up the excess water. The shrinkage happens before the concrete sets, thus forming plastic. Now, dry shrinkage happens after the concrete has set, and then the excess water dries. This can cause surface cracks as it shrinks. As for the curing of concrete, forms can be removed and you can walk on it in 24 hours. You can drive on it after a week, but the final curing can take a month. Until next time, this is George from Long Beach.
Dry shrinkage sounds painful.
Yeah.
Like, that's something I don't want to ever experience, dry shrinkage. Ooh.
That call was literally like listening to concrete dry.
Yeah.
That's what that was. Exactly. Thank you, George.
Podcast, yeah. This podcast was in a slump there for a few minutes while that happened. Thank you, George, for the...
I actually laid down on the floor and played with my dog at one point in time during that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Josh was... We've got one other call, but if I'm going to play this, Larry, I need for you to play something.
Stall.
Low energy bike. Bart. Low energy bike.
Hey, Yaffers. This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. It's looking a lot like retaining wall season around this part of the country. I have an ecology block retaining wall going on at this moment. Miserable tight job. Keeps on growing. Oh yeah. I'll try to head off a few questions. Ecology blocks are made up from leftover concrete. Hence, the ecology part. The particular ones used on this project are 2 foot by 2 foot by 6 foot long. An interlock, top to bottom. They weigh about 4,000 pounds apiece. The concrete used in these blocks is made up of clean sand and gravel and Portland cement.
Portland cement.
Various admixtures. And these come from different batches of concrete. This wall system will be made up of 20 to 30 blocks, depending on how far the owners want to go. I have 2 other boulder walls to go to next week. Those walls will take about 300 tons of boulders between them. That's some pretty good stacking for a ditch digging man. See you later.
Can we, Larry, make a pact to never talk about concrete again?
We don't need to.
This is what.
Yeah. Larry, here we go.
If you wouldn't mind.
Sorry. Headed on the wrong thing. There we go.
That was low energy, Mike. That was low energy, Mike.
Andy works with concrete one time, and now we've got over like 40 minutes of concrete content.
Well, look, there's literally nothing else we need to know or talk about at this point. So we can close the chapter on concrete / cement, I think.
And what was the Portland cement? Was that stuff too?
Well, until... until it's time, until I get the front steps to the point where I'm ready to put a glazed layer, you know, to square it up before the tiling.
Yeah, I'm sure you're going to glaze a layer over those things.
We might.
When you're done.
We might have to crowdsource some suggestions for that at some point.
All right.
But we'll see how it goes.
Great.
But, oh my God, those things weigh 4,000. They're 2x2x6 and weigh 4,000 pounds each. So if he does 60 of those.
Holy hell.
Yeah, that's, what is that? That's 120 tons?
I don't know. I don't know how many pounds are in a ton.
2,000 pounds in a ton. So 120 tons of fucking rock. That sounds like a lot.
It's concrete, not rock.
Of cement.
Which is a what is that? Cement is a byproduct of concrete?
Cement is a component of concrete.
Okay.
If you'd been paying attention, Josh, instead of playing with your dog.
I tried, but then my brain just started screaming, run, run, run. And that's when I went and found my dog.
By the way, to call that number, I don't know why I didn't mention this before. There's a phone number. The YAF line, it's 626-657-6428. That's 626-657-6428. You can call 24 hours a day. And there is a mnemonic device to remember it. It's O, Amok, PM.
Hat. Which leads me to this question. Hat. How's your hat? Andy, how's your hat? You're not sporting a hat, so how's your hat game?
I'm not wearing a hat yet.
You look quite coiffed and lovely.
I have not lost a strand of hair.
It doesn't look like it.
Here's what they tell me. Now, the first time around, I didn't get one of the drugs because they thought I was having a reaction.
Yeah, the Red Devil. So, I remember.
Yeah, the Red Devil. I'm going to get that
it's
one
too
this
cold.
Time. I'm going to get that one on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. As people are hearing this, I will have gotten it the day before. And they said, the doctor yesterday just kind of laughed at me and said, yeah, you'll lose it this time. Yeah.
But yeah. So what you need to do is take some Saran wrap.
So next week might be a hat episode, is what you're saying.
Maybe. Well, I think it takes a couple weeks after that.
All right.
So I have not lost a single strand of hair. I mean, I keep looking around. Is there something on the pillow? Is it, you know, nothing. Not a hair yet. But, God, the kids are champing at the bit. They're so excited about it.
What about
it's
you?
The only thing they care about.
To see you bald?
When's daddy going to lose his hair? Yes. Well, they get to shave it off. They get to dye it. They're gonna dye one side red and one side purple the night before, and then trim off the sides, make a mohawk, and then trim
the rest of it off. The dye.
Why is that?
Because I think that goes down. Because even when you trim it off, there's still some roots in there. And, well, if you want one side of your head to be light blue and the other side to be light purple, I don't got a problem with that.
Do I really give a shit at that point?
That's true. That's true.
I mean, my self-esteem, my pride will be gone at that point. So, you know, who
Nothing
gives a shit?
Compares to you.
Because I look like Sinead O'Connor?
Yeah, I think that's what that reference was. Yeah.
Should I reenact that video? That's what he told me. That's what he told me. All right, I'll do it. Larry, was there anything in the YAF sack over the last week or so that you wanted to share with us?
We got a
YAF
nice
sack. That's our email destination, which is
yourartificialfriends@gmail.com. Not a lot in my sack this week, but we did hear from listener and friend Gary Parker and said, keep up the banter. A good laugh is good to have when recovering from major health issues, as Andy will know and appreciate. In my case, it was some chest pressure and overall feeling shitty. Tests revealed major blockage, and I underwent a quadruple coronary artery bypass surgery on March 19th.
Whoa.
Wow. So,
get better.
Congratulations on getting through that, Gary. And he says, prayers going up for you, Andy. We'll get through this together. Indeed.
Well, nice.
And all the best to you, Gary. We talked about this a couple years ago, I think. What I never understood about a heart bypass surgery, I always figured, you know, you see a picture of the heart and you see the aorta coming out and all of the huge arteries. I thought a bypass was one of those was stuck and they took a giant vein out of your leg or whatever, and they went around those. It's actually the heart muscle itself, mm-hmm. and the arteries that are supplying blood to the muscle, and that's what they test. Oh. And if that gets closed off, then they can put in stents to open them up, or sometimes if it's too much, they have to just bypass the blockage and put a new artery, a new vessel around that. But that's, I didn't realize it was actually the muscle of the heart, which makes sense now when I think about it, but I always thought it was, oh, they're not getting blood to the heart. No, those big superhighways, those don't get blocked as bad. It's the ones that lead to the muscle.
Yeah.
But yeah, that 19th, that's what, 2 weeks ago? Yeah. Three weeks ago?
Jeez.
Wow. I can only imagine what the recovery is like for that. That probably felt like he got hit by a cement truck.
Just think all the saran wrap he has to use.
It could have been any kind of truck.
Yep.
But
it had to be a cement truck. Had it. I got my first shot.
Yeah.
Hey! Nicely done.
Last Friday, I got my first shot.
Yep.
And
Moderna?
It was Moderna, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I'm a big, giant, whiny, crying baby when it comes to needles. I hate them. And it's funny, like, it's all in my head, and I know it's in my head, because every time I do it, I'm, like, literally almost about to, like, faint, and then he does it, and then I literally go, oh, that's it? Yeah. And it's the same thing happens every time. Well, I'm sitting in there, and this guy, I go sit down, and he starts talking to me. And he's asked me all the questions and everything. He goes, okay, I'm going to go get the vaccine. He goes up, gets it, comes back. And I'm like, the first thing, the whole like 3 days ahead of time, every time I turn on the news, they're showing this giant needle. And they're like, and I'm just like, son of a bitch, quit showing needles. You know, I'm looking away and stuff like that. So he goes and comes back, and I'm like avoiding eye contact and looking at the floor and just doing anything to, because I know if I see the needle, it's going to make it 10 times worse, right? So I'm just like staring straight ahead, and he's like, and then I feel like him, they put the alcohol on, you know, and then I feel like him press on my arm, and then he goes, okay, so now when we're done, you're going to go sit here for like 15 minutes and do that. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, okay. And I'm like, okay. And he goes, well, you can go. And I'm like, I go, huh? And he goes, I already did it. And I'm like, when? And he's like, I just did it like 30 seconds ago. You've been sitting here. I had no idea that he did it whatsoever. and I was still, after I got the shot, I was still nervous about getting the shot. I had no idea. And I was like, that's it? He's like, yep. I'm like, awesome. So, and I went and did my thing, set up a new schedule, came back, and everything you hear is look out for some maybe side effects, you know, queasiness, sure. Stuff like that.
Feel like dog shit for a day or two.
And pain in the arm. And I'm sitting there for like 3 hours. I'm like, I don't feel anything. And I'm being all macho. I call my parents. I'm like, yeah, I don't feel anything. This is nothing. And my wife, I'm like, I swear to God, I don't even feel it. It doesn't hurt at all. And then about 8 hours later, it felt like somebody hit me.
With a cement truck?
With a 90 mile per hour fastball square in the shoulder.
Yeah. It was mostly arm pain, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It just felt like somebody, like somebody hit me once really hard with a hammer on the arm, like a really, really bad bruise that lasted about 10 hours. And I just slept it off and went away, but I didn't have any side effects. I understand also too, the second one.
Yeah. See, because I got my first and only vaccination last Friday.
Johnson one.
You did J&J.
I got the J&J, and it's a little different, Josh, because the arm pain was not as severe, although the injection point is different with this one. It's a completely different makeup of what they're giving you with the Johnson & Johnson. I couldn't even try and explain it. Maybe George could research it. Oh. No. But
they put it in your ass?
It is not a shot that you experienced, Josh, that was like done and out before you even noticed it. Kind of like Andy having sex. It was, they have to inject it directly into the muscle. So it is painful going in.
That's what I thought. That's intramuscular, right?
Yeah.
I thought that the Moderna one was intramuscular.
I don't know, but this was really painful. Okay. And I was first, and then Charlotte was next, and she was to my left, and so she got it, and she was really, and it had to stay in there for a while, and she was squeezing my hand, not thinking that she was squeezing my left hand, which was the arm that just got it. And I'm like, honey,
I'm glad I didn't get that one.
We had no arm soreness though after that, but I had to bail on you guys last weekend because we felt horrible. We felt just like a cement truck.
It hit you.
So yeah. My wife would tell me that her friends had something like this and said the side effects, they just like came on like right at the, like out of nowhere.
No, it was about,
or was it gradual?
For us, it was about, it was somewhat gradual, but it came on about 6-7 hours later. And overnight, I couldn't sleep. I felt so crappy.
Okay, maybe it was a different vaccine or something. But she said they just kind of came on within an hour, felt like shit for about 8 hours, and then literally as they like felt it start to go away, like an hour later, it was all gone.
Yeah.
So,
then later that day, you felt better. Later that Saturday,
who, me?
Yeah.
Now it held on for just about 48 hours, not as severe. Saturday night I felt better, and Sunday we were finally starting to feel somewhat normal, but still some fatigue and muscle soreness, and it did a number on us. But it was a one shot or so. Yeah. It was worth it, and now I'm invincible. So
that's right.
I am a super soldier.
You get hit by a cement truck.
No, and
yes, that's
Kong.
Right. All righty.
How can people get a hold of you, Joshua?
JoshuaJFligger@gmail.com. Thanks, everybody, for the birthday wishes. My wife showed me, I think Aaron posted something on Facebook, and my wife pulled up and showed me all the awesome birthday wishes. And thanks.
That's how I found out about it, because I don't give a shit about you otherwise.
Not on your calendar? No, it's coming up as an event reminder?
The only way I know about yours is I have to trip over and get into mine, Larry.
Yeah.
How can people get a hold of
you? On Instagram @TheLarryMorgan, probably the best spot. How about you, Andrew?
Well, you can reach me on the Instagram @AndyChanley. You can find me on the Twitter @Andy_Chanley, and I'm on Facebook @DJAndyChanley. Like to mix it up.
Yep. When the people that you know don't like you. And you treasure friendships, and tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
Bye bye.
That was fun. Bye bye, guys.
That was
a good
nice
week, everybody.
Okay.
Same to you. More of it.